Hey, welcome back to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. The Dow gained 212 points today, with Merck rising 2.6%. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 gained 0.8%, with telecommunications rising. The NASDAQ, well, that advanced by 0.7%. Shades of Syria faded into the background. We'll have the details later in the Wall Street Report, or click ahead to hear that portion of the news. Well, this is an awful story in every single form. Two young African-American men were waiting at a Starbucks. Starbucks has been under pressure since a video of these two young men who were arrested in Philadelphia went viral over the weekend. The woman who posted the video said the staff at the coffee shop had called police because the two men had not ordered anything while they waited for a friend to arrive. Starbucks CEO Kevin Johnson told ABC News this morning that it was, quote, completely inappropriate, end quote, for the Starbucks employee to call the police. He went on to say that, quote, clearly there's an opportunity for us to provide clarity, and in addition, I'd like to say there's training, more training, that we're going to have to do with our store managers, not only around the guidelines, but training around unconscious bias, end quote. Meanwhile, the manager of the Philadelphia Starbucks, who called police on the two black men who asked to use the restroom, well, he has left the company, according to Starbucks. It was a mutual decision. Being black in America, welcome to reality. Well, sometimes the skies are not too friendly. A 60 Minutes piece took to task Allegiant Airlines on safety issues, and the fallout has been huge. Investigators with the news program found that between January 1st of 2016 and October of 2017, the Las Vegas Airlines experienced more than 100 serious mechanical incidents, including aborted takeoffs, rapid descents, flight control malfunctions, and mid-air engine failures. More than a year's worth of FAA reports for Allegiant and seven other airlines show the carrier was on average nearly 3.5 times more likely to have a mid-air breakdown than Delta, United, American, Sprint, or JetBlue. Captain Eric Gust, who's the vice president of operations at Allegiant, said in a prepared statement, quote, 60 Minutes aired a false narrative about Allegiant and the FAA, which he said exercises oversight rigor. Still today, their stock fell by over 3% to settle in at $146.40 a share. I just want to call your attention to a great piece today from the New York Times. It's all about how robots are taking on jobs because there's no people to fill those jobs. It's a future story that has major implications on our economy here or from where this story came from in Prague. As this tight labor market continues, we're finding more and more opportunity to invest in robots to get the job done. If you want to, check it out. It's in the New York Times today. It is a precursor, kids, to where we're going in the future. Well, last week it was a $10 million fine against Sprint for not providing the correct environmental and historic preservation reports before constructing cell towers. Today, we learned that T-Mobile has been fined $40 million by the Federal Communications Commission because the carrier failed to correct problems with delivering calls in rural areas and inserted false ringtones in hundreds of millions of calls. So wait a minute, wait. What's the deal with the false ringtones? And no, it's not Beyonce singing. FCC said that false ringtones is about what callers hear. They cause the caller to believe that the phone is ringing at the called party's premise when it's not. The agency added that uncompleted calls cause rural businesses to lose revenue, impede medical professionals from reaching patients in rural areas, cut families off from their relatives, and create a potential for dangerous delays in public safety communications. Bam! $40 million. Well, we were not in the mix, but thousands of Target shoppers were ticked off this weekend. It seemed they flocked to Target to buy items from a hotly anticipated 300-piece collection of clothing, shoes, and accessories. It was all designed in partnership with the British company Hunter. But upon arrival, customers found the stock had either already sold out or it was never available. Oh my, another big box store fails to delight. Last week, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti made a swing through Iowa. He says he's in the state to help Democrats win in elections on the state, federal, and local level. Now, he says he's not running for president. We caught up with him after a meeting with the Asian Latino Coalition of Iowa and asked him a couple of business questions. And we start right here.
Look, my grandfather was an immigrant from Mexico, and he opened up his own barber shop on a main street. Today in Los Angeles, 64% of our new businesses are opened up by immigrants who are among the most entrepreneurial people in this country. In fact, if you're an immigrant, you're less likely to commit a crime. You're more likely to open a business than even those of us that are born here. And so we're doing a lot of work, especially in a global economy. All this talk about trade and fairness, I agree with that conversation. But the best way to get ahead is with people who have connections, who can sell American goods overseas, who are willing to put all that hard work and their limited capital on the line to open up a business where right now it says for rent. And cities across America are seeing that. At the same time, we're seeing a Washington that demonizes them. That seems un-American to go after the very folks that are investing in our country today and somehow making them the problem when they're part of the solution.
One of the things that we've been following in Los Angeles is how many individuals are taking existing storefronts, existing properties, and then turning those from welfare areas into progressive communities that are giving back to the tax base.
Absolutely. I mean, if you looked at the areas of South Los Angeles post the riots in 1992, those places were decimated. But we saw immigrant entrepreneurs who came in from Latin America, from Asian Pacific Island countries, and also some of the African American folks that were there on the ground who saw these empty storefronts. It can be native folks, but it does well when we don't exclude immigrants as well. And we're seeing some of the most prosperous parts of our city, including our downtown, rise from the ashes because of folks who have come to America, who want to be Americans, who want to invest in America, who want to have a piece of that American dream. And I think we will continue to grow as an economy as long as we keep them included.
Final question, Mr. Mayor. One of the things that you told the group today was about recidivism.
Yes.
And how that has changed in Los Angeles. Can you explain that?
Nothing stops somebody from recommitting a crime and going back to prison more than a job. In L.A., it's about a 65% chance that when you get out of jail or prison, you're going to go back. But when you have a job, that goes down to about 10%. And in our experience, we started a program that's given 400 jobs to folks as government employees to help clean up freeways, but full-time jobs, to be able to have benefits, have a pension. 1.6% recidivism rate. So it's cheaper for the taxpayer. We get a good workforce that's motivated. We've banned the box, which asks, have you ever been convicted of a felony? You can still do a background check when you offer somebody, but too many people weren't even getting the job interview 5, 10, 20 years after they paid their debt to society. And so we don't want to leave anybody behind, not only because it's the right thing to do, but it's a very expensive thing to do as well.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Appreciate it, and welcome to Iowa.
Great to be back here. Look forward to returning.
Eric Garcetti, taking a tour of Iowa. Speaking of politics, we're going to reboot a series of conversations we had with Pete D'Alessandro, who's seeking to run against Representative David Young in November. We've been profiling the three remaining contenders. Coming up, Pete D'Alessandro on the Business News Hour.